There's three buildings here.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Right?
They're joined. Two
of them. An insurance adjuster and some of the residents of Montecito's Bonnie Mead condominiums off of Olive Mill Road are touring the complex to try to get a handle on damage to the 100-plus unit community. Resident Ken Murphy says the damage may be in the millions.
If you look at the overall complex, it's been hit very hard. Residences, garages, and landscaping and recreational areas all hit.
For thousands of southern Santa Barbara County residents impacted by the January 9th storm, they're trying to get a handle on their losses. For some, it's the total loss of a home. For others, it's damage. And for thousands more, the biggest impact is being evacuees for 2 to 3 weeks. Recovery means dealing with insurance, but government officials saying they're seeing a spectrum of responses from companies to early claims. State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones visited the flood disaster zone on Monday. He issued a formal notice to the industry reminding companies that under California regulations, victims don't have to have slide insurance to be covered for slide damage. He says if people have fire insurance, they'll be covered because the flooding and slides were a direct impact of the Thomas Fire.
The preliminary indications are that the fires, which burned a tremendous amount of vegetation, which traditionally retains water and holds the soils, that when that vegetation was burned and then the rain came, down came the hillsides, down came the mudslides. Preliminary indications are that the fires were a proximate efficient cause of the mudslides, and if that is demonstrated, we anticipate they will pay.
The state insurance commissioner admits we don't know yet whether most companies will comply or whether it will turn into a fight.
We just issued the notice, so it's a little early yet for reaction, but I wanted to be very clear as the regulator with regard to what my expectation is and what the law is here in California.
Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams, who represents Montecito, says so far we've seen a patchwork of responses from insurance companies.
On one block, think of about a little grid, you know, every other parcel, the insurer seems to be cooperating, either paying out or leaning towards paying out. But then the other ones are fighting the homeowners every step of the way. And so my hope is that this declaration by the insurance commissioner, Dave Jones, will put sufficient pressure for these insurers to realize this is the law, that if they try to violate it, they'll lose in court.
State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones was joined by a top FEMA insurance official for a tour of the disaster zone. Roy Wright is FEMA's Deputy Associate Administrator for Insurance and Mitigation. He says while he sees a lot of disaster areas, the way this happened with a fire and flood in a matter of weeks is very unusual.
As we were walking around, you could see the line where the mud had flowed through. I go to flooding zones quite frequently, and we're often looking for that line that is the water line. Where was the high water? In this instance, we were looking at the high mud line. Rare, but possible.
Right. Says one of the messages he's trying to get to people in fire zones is that with rainfall possible for the next few months, people without flood insurance should get it.
You can get in on the insurance. Usually when you buy flood insurance, it goes into effect 30 days from the time you sign. There is a specific provision in the law related to fires that happen on public land. And if you were in the areas adjacent to the Thomas Fire, we can put that coverage into effect next day.
As crews continue to work on everything from damaged roads to mud-filled homes, thousands of people still remain in evacuation limbo. Ken Murray says he and his wife feel lucky. While their Montecito complex was hit hard, their unit was spared. Still, they haven't been able to stay in their home for nearly 3 weeks.
We've been very fortunate. We stayed in hotels for about the first 5 or 6 nights, and then some friends of ours up in San Ynez had an apartment next to a barn. And they offered that, and some other friends of ours live in Buellton. And they said, well, you can gather in our house and you can cook here so you don't have to eat out all the time. So people have been wonderful.
The State Insurance Commissioner's Office is planning a pair of free community insurance claims workshops for victims this Saturday. One will take place at Ventura College from 10 to 4 and the second at Santa Barbara City College from 4 to 6 with the State Commissioner and his staff on hand to help people with understanding the claims process. In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.